96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We are sitting at the Reporters Roundtable tonight talking about the week's top stories. My guests are columnist Deborah Simmons with The Washington Times and Drew Elands, political and lifestyle blogger. Want to hear from you. Got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. Lines are open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can certainly follow me on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. So join this conversation. Deborah, thanks for coming in. Drew,
thanks,
first
Sarah.
Time here. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi, Drew. Yes, I'm a new.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Already.
Full of vim and vigor.
We'll see about that.
All right. So, okay, we got to talk about this story that has been in the news. Really, it kind of came out yesterday. A Houston, Texas man arrested by U.S. Marshals last week over a $1,500 federal school loan. Paul Aker says seven deputy U.S. Marshals showed up at his house with guns and took him to federal court where he had signed a payment plan for the 29-year-old school loan he had not paid. There's more to the story, but before we even get into that, Drew, your thoughts about this?
So I'm actually on the part about that more in the story.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I first saw it, I was like, that's just unbelievable.
Crazy.
And then when I saw it was $1,500, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, they spent a lot of money sending U.S. Marshals to go get him
right.
for $1,500. It needed to be, it had to be something more to that. So I didn't reshare the story.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do anything else. I wanted to wait to figure out what else mm-hmm. is behind that, because it just didn't seem realistic that they would go after somebody for $1,500.
Are your loans paid?
They're not all paid, but I'm paying them.
you are paying them.
Look, you
so
know,
you're
the Obamas
expecting...
didn't finish right. paying theirs until right. they got ready to go into the White House, right? You know, after you wrote the book.
Okay.
So.
Deborah, go ahead. Your thoughts.
Listen, I told all my kids, student loan, mortgage loans, those are good loans,
mm-hmm.
right?
Because it says you're moving forward, right?
Yes.
But listen, this guy, and I don't want to make light of the situation
right.
at
right.
all, but $1,500, really. And one of the reasons it was so many U.S. Marshals is because this is Texas and everybody got a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly.
And they either knew beforehand or suspected beforehand that Mr. Aker would be armed. The unfortunate side of this is that it gives a negative with all that the Obama administration, Congress is trying to do about student loan debt.
Yes.
Even trying to help our parents on the front end
mm-hmm.
with some of it. This does not come in a good light at all. That it started out as only $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
He probably owes somewhere between $1,000 and $1,500 in court costs
yes.
yeah.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And if they added on interest like they want to do, if it looks like the student ain't even going to try to pay back
right.
his loan, then there's it's on top of that money as well.
Yeah, we're talking about now
yeah.
about $5,000 total
right.
fees
yeah.
and all of that. But see, here's the other piece of the story, because this is one of the really, really critical things. Now, it says that back in November of 2006, Aker was sued by the federal government for non-payment
mm-hmm.
of more than $2,600 in federal student loan debt. But according to the U.S. Marshals,
mm-hmm.
this was not about the loan. This
yes.
was Aker refusing to show up in court.
Yes.
So there was a warrant?
Yes, there was a warrant.
Okay.
See, and so that is the offense
right.
that they were coming after him for, because he didn't show up for court. And they're also saying that they had notified him, spoken to him on the phone, and when they initially showed up, he wasn't going to come out, and he said
yes.
he had a gun. And what
right.
did you say about the gun?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You did say that,
exactly.
right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So it really is messy.
That
yeah.
brings more clarity and
exactly.
understanding, because I couldn't imagine Prairie View from 1979, still having records that somebody owed us $1,500. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't mean no harm, but trying to catch up. Everybody was doing paper and still is doing paper. That FAFSA right. form is worse than almost filling out your tax forms every yeah. year. It's so incredible. But to have a paper form from 1979 saying you took this money mm-hmm. and you still owe, now it makes sense. A judge said, not in my court.
Exactly.
Well, look, Acre was looking for his 15 minute of fame. Mm-hmm. That's what it really was about. Because he went there and omitted all of that, and all of the interviews, all he's talking about, they came to get me because I didn't pay my student loan. So everybody's like, oh, my God. I mean, I'm in forbearance, or I'm trying to pay mine. They're going to come for me.
So you know the terms, right?
Yes, exactly. Right. You're going to come. Right. I'm in deferment. You're coming to get me,
right.
you know, about this? And it's like, no, he ignored. He was out because he did not follow the court orders, and that's why they came out to get him.
Yeah.
He that's just right. wanted his
all
15 minutes
of
fame.
All seven of those marshals with their guns.
Exactly.
With their guns
and the U.S. marshal said, this isn't an isolated case. They do this all the time.
Mercy. Wow.
Yeah, so a lot of that happening. Question
because
is
because of the student loans or because you didn't show up in court?
Because you didn't show up in court.
Okay.
So
they
there you go.
To sue you.
Hamil Harris from the Washington Post is with us also. Hamil, thanks for joining me. I appreciate
it. I was listening to that. I tell you, the thing about it, so many people owe student loans, like you were saying. And this is all, to me, public relations. You have many lawyers and doctors who are free to tell you they have hundreds of thousands of dollars in loans. And for this, it's all about not showing up for court and blowing off the criminal justice system. That's why he was arrested, not because of how much money he was in the arrears.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't blowing off the criminal justice system. He was blowing off the justice system. I mean, come on, if a judge tells you be here... at 2222 Boogie Woogie Avenue, it's
right.
certain, then you be there.
Oh, you need to show up.
Right. You really
plead
do.
Your
because,
case. Because I don't have the money.
That's right. And right. he signed a payment plan.
Exactly.
Come on, people. Come on.
Come on, Mr. A.
Pay your student loans. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are sitting at the Reporters Roundtable talking about the top stories of the week. Let's move on to another story, and this is certainly a heartbreaker. I want you to listen to this, and then we're going to go in a little bit deeper into this story.
My main concerns right now are, did he work with anybody else, and how did he finance this? Because that will tell us if there are additional victims out there that we're not aware of. Right now, that's our daily work.
That is the new police chief for Prince George's County, Hank Stawinski. He was just confirmed on yesterday, and he's talking about the case regarding Deontay Carraway, a 22-year-old volunteer for at the Judge Sylvania Woods Elementary School in Glen Arden, Maryland, of course, in Prince George's County. Today, 17 alleged victims now identified by investigators. This is a horrifying, it is a disgusting case, and every day it makes my skin crawl. The big question a lot of folks are still asking is, how can something like this happen? Deborah.
Okay. Glen Arden ain't that big.
True.
6,000 residents.
How many?
6,000.
Okay, you mm-hmm. got 6,000 people. Families know one another. They know them from school. They're going to the rec center. They're working in the government. They meet them at the 7-Eleven. Everybody knows everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to know, where were mommy and daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Why weren't mommy and daddy paying attention? And, you know, my newspaper uses honorific, so I should be referring to him as Mr. by his last name. But this dude was walking around Glen Arden praying on children, praying on children. It wasn't like, oh, this is a crime of opportunity. He was praying with these people's children. They have been coming out of the woodwork discussing it for the past 2.5 weeks. And God bless that uncle.
Yeah.
Who went to the school system and said, I think this is a problem. Look at the evidence. The principal says, I don't know. Let's put the brake on this for a day or two and come back and talk to me. And the police say, thank you, sir. We're on it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And for that, it's like every day one or two more children or families are saying, Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did with my child. We've got to pay attention to our children. Yes. I don't care what setting they're in. He violated children in church. He violated children in school.
And suffice it, and let us say, police are saying that he has indeed confessed.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And they have video, and they have video evidence and photos. Mm-hmm. And he might be tech savvy, but he can't manufacture that with children having sex in his presence.
Drew, you're a mother. I'm sure this has given you some sleepless nights.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit earlier, and I was trying to understand it. You know, they said the ages range from 9 to 13. Mm-hmm. And I'm going back to, you know, middle school age, and going back to what you were saying about paying attention to your children. I'm still trying to understand, even at 9 and 10, mm-hmm. and my child is only 7 and a half, mm-hmm. almost 8 years old.
He's almost there.
Right. He's almost in this age, and he tells me absolutely everything.
Excellent.
And I understand when there's a difference in his posture and demeanor.
Right.
I mean, I had a bad day at school, whatever it is, you could just tell that. And I'm just trying to understand, how did we get to 17 at the middle age level? Why weren't there more prior to, in the midst of saying, hey, not for the uncle to have to come out,
right,
but for the child to say, I'm not finna have sex with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hold up.
But you know one reason I think it is? Because we don't even have that sex conversation with our children anymore. We turn that over to the school system.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
But see, that's not a sex conversation. I think that's a safety conversation with the underlying issue. Because, children may not know the difference, but parents should know the difference. When you're talking about someone who touches you in the wrong way, whether they're touching you in the wrong way, or whether or not they hit you in the wrong way. Hamil, real quick, I'm going to go to the phone lines.
As one of the main reporters on this story, I can't say
much. For the Washington Post.
Let me just say this much. And I'm listening to Deborah this time. But one thing that I will tell you is that when he first was in the Duval High School Gospel Choir, he was also in the choir for Baptist Island Park. I've talked to ministers, I've talked to the mothers, a lot of people. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of betrayal here. There's a lot of things going on. You're talking about, well, where was the mother and the father? We like to ask that question. When that boy first came to church, he came alone. He didn't come with his parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of broken promises here. And it's just a disgusting.
But what we're not talking about, I'm not talking about his mother and father. I'm talking about the mother and the children.
Hamil. If he came to that, if he was a child coming to that church alone, then every adult in that church is his mother or father.
Let me go to the phone lines. 202. Hold on, Hamil. We're going to get to you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Annette calling from Fort Washington. What's on your mind, Annette?
I hope that the perpetrator does not become the focus on this.
What do you mean by that?
In other words, people start talking about, well, when I was 6, my daddy beat me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to hear all of that.
Yep.
There are victims who have been traumatized for the rest of their life. I'm a social worker. I have worked in child welfare, and the scars are there for life.
Mm-hmm.
But I just hope that the alleged perpetrator does not get the spotlight.
Mm. Exactly.
As a victim,
There you go. Annette, thank you so much for your phone call. Real quick, before I take a break, I understand what Annette is saying, but this young man also had a juvenile record of sex assault at the age of 13. That does not happen in a vacuum. And so, Hamil, real quick.
It does if it's juvie, though, doesn't it?
No, what I'm saying is that he didn't. I'm saying that doesn't just happen. Something did happen to him. Go ahead, real quick, Hamil.
I went to a 7-Eleven and talked to store officials. And one thing he would do, he would do things where he would look for opportunities for young people who didn't have enough money, didn't have enough change. The challenge here, you have many, many young people in that community who need mentoring, who need shepherding, who are all alone. He was able to take advantage of a situation in the community where many kids don't have big brothers.
That's what predators do.
Exactly. So hold on to that point. I've got to take a break. We are at the Reporters Roundtable. We're going to continue with this conversation, and we have other stories to discuss as well. So please, if you're on the phone, please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program as the Daily Drum continues on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Lines are still open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment.